Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Hugh, thank you very much for that. Now, as we've been hearing, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has asked HICWA to carry out a review into urgent and emergency care capacity in the Midwest region to determine whether a second emergency department is required. This follows years of campaigning by local groups, persistent overcrowding at UHL, and a number of deaths in the emergency department which were found to be as a result of medical misadventure. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking to Marie McMahon from the Midwest Campaign Group and to David Cullinan and Sinn Féin spokesperson on health. But first, shortly before coming on air, I asked Minister of State and Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick, Niall Collins, exactly why this review was being carried out now.
Well, I welcome the decision that Stephen Donnelly has taken today. I think it's an absolutely logical next step. When we in the Fianna Fáil party returned to government back in 2020, having been in opposition for 10 years, and when Stephen Donnelly became Minister for Health, there was a number of asks made of us in the region, which we in turn lobbied and worked with Stephen Donnelly to deliver. And that was to increase the resources, to increase the capacity, and also to implement reforms at UHL and in the region. And to be fair, and to give Minister Donnelly his credit, he has absolutely delivered for us in the Midwest region, in UHL, in Ennis, in Nina, and at Croom Orthopaedic Hospital. And most importantly as well, Sarah, in the community, we've built a huge network.
I don't know, Minister, can you say that this government has delivered for the people in the Midwest region when they have a hospital that people are afraid to go to?
Well, people are not afraid to go to it. People obviously have concerns, and people rightly express their concerns to us. Like, I'm on the doors, we're in the middle of a local European and a mayoral election campaign, and people are expressing their concerns. But equally, people absolutely recognise that we have invested significant resources into UHL. The staffing there has increased.
A consultant has called it a death trap. So just to be clear on your stance on UHL as it stands, do you accept that it is not fit for purpose, that it is, as the consultant has said, a death trap, that it is unsafe for patients? Do you accept that?
There are absolutely challenges with UHL, but the point that I want to make is we've increased the financial budget of the hospital by 44% since 2020. We've added 1,200 staff. We've added 110 beds. There is 96 beds in construction, a further 96 beds in planning. So it's absolutely right now that Stephen Donnelly asks HICWA to come in and do an independent review, a capacity review for the entire region. A number of people, as you've said, have been calling for this review for a period of time. It's interesting also, Sarah,
for years they've been calling for it. So why now? Would it be anything to do with the fact that local election candidates and government parties are going to have to go out in the Midwest over the next couple of weeks knocking on doors and they need to have something to tell them?
What I want to stress to our listeners is this. We have stepped up to the plate in terms of implementing capacity increases on a huge scale at UHL, the most invested hospital site in Ireland by any government in the history of the state has been UHL. But despite all of that, problems persist. So the Minister is right now to ask HICWA to come in. It's interesting that Sinn Féin,
Why wasn't it a step taken, I suppose I'm asking? Why now? Why wasn't it a step taken years ago when campaign groups were saying that this emergency department was not suitable, was not able to meet the capacity of the population? You said it yourself, Niall Collins, in the Dáil in 2018, that this was not able to meet the population.
If you'd allow me to speak, please. Because, as I've said to you, when we got back into government in 2020, the ask of the region was to adequately resource UHL. We're doing that. Staff have increased it by 1,200. The budget, the operating budget
and
has increased
by 44%. You've said that, and I think everyone accepts now at this point that hasn't worked in terms of fixing the problem. Now, can I ask you about the HICWA report?
That is not insignificant investment.
All right.
The Minister has delivered.
I assume you accept it hasn't worked in terms of fixing the problem, because otherwise the Minister wouldn't be ordering a review.
Well, there are challenges. Despite all of the resources which have been put into UHL,
UHL is
an outlier in terms of all our hospital network around the country. It's trending in the wrong direction.
I want to ask you about the HICWA report, if you don't mind. There was a HICWA report, I'm sure you're aware, there was plenty of them, but one of them on March 15th, 2022, it actually recommended the provision of a Model 3 hospital be looked at in the Midwest. That never happened. So why should listeners believe that this HICWA review announced today in a general election, local election, European election year will make any difference?
Well, what I understand, Sarah, having listened to Minister Donnelly speak on your own News at One programme, is that everything will be open for consideration as part of this review. The terms of reference will be published shortly after retired Justice Frank Clark concludes his work in relation to the Aoife Johnson case. And once the terms of reference are drawn up, everything will be considered. If that requires a second ED, a Model 3 hospital, every question is open for consideration.
But why would anyone believe what you're saying to me there, given that there was a HICWA report, the same body that you're asking to look into it now, to explore whether or not there needed to be a Model 3 hospital to provide an alternative for higher patient acuity and build capacity? That was recommended to government 2 years ago. Nothing was done. So why would anyone believe anything would be done now?
Well, because we have stepped up to the plate in terms of putting in the resources and the capacity. And that has brought us to a point where we have to look at other options that should be made available to us. And that's exactly what Minister Donnelly is doing.
Is there any timeline here? I know you mentioned you have to wait until the Frank Clark review is published. I don't think we have an exact date on that, for example. When will that be published?
Well, what I can say to you, Sarah, in relation to the timeline is this, and Minister Donnelly spoke about this on the News at One, the terms of reference will be published in a matter of weeks once Justice Frank Clark concludes his work, because his work will inform the terms of reference of the HICWA review.
Stephen Donnelly was asked about reopening a full emergency department in Ennis. He was asked about this in the Dáil just a couple of months ago in February by your constituency colleagues Violet Ann Wynne and Cathal Crowe, and he said at the time there was clear clinical advice over many years that it wouldn't be safe to open emergency departments in Ennis, and that was reiterated by the Chief Clinical Officer the following month for the HSE. Why do you think that clinical advice might have changed?
Well, first of all, it's very important that our listeners understand that no political party, including the lead opposition party, are calling for the reopening of Ennis and Nina. And I've debated this with David Cullinan, the Sinn Féin spokesperson, on your own programme on RTÉ television.
Sorry, Cathal Crowe told us on this programme just a couple of weeks ago that that's something that he would support.
That's Cathal Crowe's opinion. What I'm saying to you is decisions have to be made based on independent clinical advice, taking on board, obviously, the risks associated with taking any decision. We all know the history of this, why Ennis and Nina were closed, because that was the advice at the time, and subsequently the resourcing of UHL didn't happen.
And that was Minister of State Niall Collins speaking to me a little earlier. We're joined now by Marie McMahon from the Midwest Campaign Group. And Marie, you're welcome. You've campaigned, I know, for several years for a second emergency department. I wonder what you think then of this, what Niall Collins had to say there, and this decision to have HICWA carry out a review.
Well, I suppose, first of all, I just disagree with Niall Collins when he says that people are not afraid to go to the hospital, because I think anybody that ever has to go to UHL will tell you that they are frightened to go. I think to do with the HICWA report, I think I heard you mention there the report on the 15th of March 2022. That actually was discussed at a health committee meeting in September 2022, at which Cathal Crowe, Martin Conway and numerous others, Oireachtas representatives from the region were present, and not one of them asked about that commitment for the Model 3. I noticed in recent weeks that some people have changed their opinion, but that wasn't valid at that time. As to HICWA, they didn't follow up that commitment given by UHL either. So obviously there's some kind of questions to be asked around what role they're going to play now.
I'll hear your next point in just a second, but just in terms of when I did put that question to Niall Collins about that HICWA review from 2022 and why that wasn't followed up, what he seemed to be saying was the government plan was to put the resources in first, and we've heard about the big increase in funding, the increase in staffing, and really effectively to see if that would work first. And now that doesn't appear to have solved the problem, and that there are still issues, as he puts it, that now they're looking at other options. Do you accept that?
No, I don't, because the dogs in the street knew that that wouldn't work. I mean, some of us here in Clare are over 2 hours away from UHL, so it's totally impractical on one level. And also, which the first time today I've heard Stephen Donnelly acknowledge that we have one emergency department for the whole region. That's all. We have no other choice. That's 425,000 people are expected to filter through UHL. And that's the first time today Stephen Donnelly actually acknowledged that. Everybody else has ignored it, and it's a point we've made time and time and time again, and it's been ignored. And it was good to hear that acknowledgement today from him. But like a lot of other things we've told them, they've ignored the evidence. You know, they talk about Waterford. I don't know if David Cullinan will mention it now. It's been mentioned before. Waterford has a similar population to County Clare, 147,000, with access to five or six other hospitals for that. We don't have that choice here in Clare. We don't have it in Limerick, and we don't have it in North Tipperary. So, you know, while we welcome the things today, obviously, like yourself, you know, we're questioning whether or not it's yet another election ploy. You know, are we trying to... Obviously, they're getting feedback on the doorsteps about the hospital. And is that why they're acting now?
Yeah, and yet, of course, you will have heard Niall Collins saying no, that this is, you know, just the next step in the process to, as he sees it, deliver for the people of the Midwest region. One of the things that I was talking to him about, and we'll speak to David Cullinan about this in just a second, is the idea of reopening Ennis, and Stephen Donnelly being asked about this in the Dáil a couple of months ago, and he was saying the very clear clinic advice he got from the chief clinical officer in the HSE was that it wouldn't be safe to reopen an emergency department in Ennis. And that has been repeated a couple of times over the last couple of weeks. What do you make of that, Marie?
Well, what I'd say to them is UHL safe now? And, you know, we have regularly have 100, and finally they've acknowledged, you know, they're not able to cope with the amount of people that are trying to filter to the Rwanda hospital. It's not safe now. It has never been safe. It hasn't been safe. You know, we've had death after death after death in that hospital, and it's horrible to say it. All people being expected to filter through the emergency department. It's not fair on the patients, it's not fair on the staff, and it's time, you know, the politicians did listen and accept what we've been saying. We know this is our reality. This is what we have to face every time we go into UHL. There is a fear, regardless of what Niall Collins or anybody else might say, there is a real fear about going into UHL. You know, we have people that say time and time again, I've told my family, don't put me in there, just leave me at home. And, you know, when people say that, we have to listen, and they should be listening. And hopefully they are listening now, and it is not just another exercise.
Marie, stay with us if you don't mind. And we also have David Cullinan from Sinn Féin on the line. And David, we were speaking to you about this issue a couple of weeks ago on this programme. And at the time you said that if you were in government, you'd commit to carry out a short, sharp review into whether or not there should be a second ED or more EDs in the region. That's effectively what the government is committed to doing today. So no doubt you welcome it.
Yes, I do welcome the fact that that commitment has been given, but I've been calling for that not just over the last number of months, but in fact over the last 2.5 years. In fact, I met Maria and some of her colleagues in Leinster House, I think 18 months ago. A number of months ago, I met some other healthcare campaigners from Clare, and I've always made the point that we do need a very short, sharp clinical review of all health services in the Midwest, but with a specific focus on emergency department capacity. And we just need to be clear what the ask is and what we need to happen, because it isn't just opening an emergency department. It's essentially elevating one of the hospitals to a Model 3 hospital, because it's not just having the emergency department. You need, obviously, ICU capacity. You need high dependency capacity. You need specialist services. Yeah. And all of that will have to be put in. So while at this point in time, if you ask any medic right now, tomorrow, is it safe to open an emergency department? They would say, well, no, because the capacity isn't there. What was absent for a long time was the political will to actually look seriously at putting in place a review that asked that fundamental question. And Sarah, what I think should happen, because I would imagine there is a lot of understandable mistrust among the people of the Midwest in relation to reviews, because the initial review that led to all of the problems, the closure of the emergency departments in the first place, and the promise of a centre of excellence clearly hasn't worked. So while we have now an independent chair that will evaluate the terms of reference, I think it is important that healthcare campaigners, local politicians, but also the Oireachtas Health Committee, who have taken a very active interest in the Midwest region, are part of it to ensure that we get the terms of reference right.
OK, so you and want what I want... Can I just get clear, David Cullinan, on, so are you saying you've been calling for a review to look into whether or not there should be extra emergency departments in the Midwest region for the last 2 years?
Well, I was asked that very question on the Frontline programme, Katie Hannan's programme in January of this year. In fact, Marie was in the audience. And I said at that point, of course, it's something that I would support, but I would have to, if I was
sorry,
minister.
Sorry, that's January. But I thought you said the last year and a half or 2 years you've been calling for...
Well over that, we've been calling for a review. For a review of all of the healthcare services in the Midwest and looking at how we can use Ennis and Enagh hospitals to better support the hospital in Limerick, because
so
it was clearly a single
point
of failure.
Of potentially reopening emergency departments in the Midwest region for the last 2 years?
Well, every time I've been asked that question, Sarah, with respect, I've always said that if it's safe to do so, and if I get a clinical recommendation to do it, if I was minister, I would do it in a heartbeat, because I want for the people of the Midwest what we have in Waterford.
Okay, sorry, I'm going to stop you there. I just stop you there because I just want to be clear on Sinn Féin's position, because I was trying to look up different things that you've said about this over the last couple of years, and I couldn't find anything about over the last couple of years you calling for emergency departments to be reopened in the Midwest.
Well,
region.
You only have to go back over and listen to every time I've been on this programme. I'd say I've been on this programme at least.
We spoke
on
in February. Myself and you and Colin spoke in February, and you didn't mention it then.
Sorry, sir, this is a very serious issue, and I've been on this programme a lot of times. Every time I've been asked to come on, I've come on. I was on McCormick O'Hara a number of times last year and indeed the year before. Many times I've discussed Limerick. Every single time I've been asked, and more importantly, by the way, when I met healthcare campaigners, I've always said that what we need is a very short, sharp clinical review. So, of course, I welcome the
fact
that that has now been put in place.
A review of healthcare services, but I suppose what I'm trying to establish, David Cunanan, is when... Did it become clear that Sinn Féin's policy was that you were interested or supportive of reopening emergency departments in the Midwest region?
Every time I've been on any programme, the only question I've been asked when it comes to the Midwest is, should we reopen emergency departments? Every single presenter has asked me the same question and I've always given the same answer. So my position has been consistent. Why? Because I always believe that what we do has to be safe and it also has to be clinically underpinned. Now, I just want to make a point about Waterford that Maria raised it. I want for the people of the Midwest what other regions have. I live in Waterford City. We have a Model 4 hospital. Not too far away from where I live, we have Wexford General Hospital, which has an emergency department. We have St Luke's in Kilkenny, again, not too far away from Waterford City. We have Clonmel Hospital.
I want the same for
the people of the Midwest that we have.
Okay, and everyone wants the hospital to be safe. What I'm trying to figure out is, what is Sinn Féin going to, or what has Sinn Féin done to try and make that happen? Calling for a short, sharp review to see if something is safe when the clinical advice from the HSE is that it's not safe, I don't think it's helpful to anybody. So how do you propose to make it safe?
But I don't see the logic of your question at all, Sarah. So it's very, very simple.
I
have always said...
You do. Sorry, we'll let Marie in on that, because Marie understands what I'm trying to ask.
But you can't confuse your listeners and you can't, put words in my mouth. You just need to let me answer the question. Anytime I've been asked in relation to, do we need additional capacity in the Midwest? Should we reopen emergency departments? I have always said I would do it in a heartbeat, but we need... clinical advice on whether
to do it.
All right,
but you had your opportunity on, I think it was the 22nd of September 2022, along with every other member of the Health Committee, plus the others that wandered in to ask a question and support an elective hospital. You had your chance. It was there in black and white in the report from HICWA of the 15th of March that Sarah referred to, that UHL management promised to investigate the feasibility of a Model 3 hospital for the region. Not one of you asked UHL management about that commitment. That's as far as it got. We're the ones that keep constantly raising it. You all ignored us, everybody on that health committee. So don't try and tell us. We could be 2 years down the line now into investigation and you're... reviews could have been done in your short, sharp clinical reviews. All of them could have been done by now. But you failed us. You failed the people of Clare. You failed the people of Limerick. And you failed the people of North Tipperary.
I certainly haven't failed anybody. And at the same Oireachtas Health Committee meeting, that was a focus very clearly on capacity in University Hospital Limerick, the additional beds that were needed, the additional staff that were needed.
UHL management about their commitment. It was there in black and white in that report. Not one of you asked about that commitment.
Well, so, I launched a plan, Sarah, with respect, last week in Limerick with Maurice Quinlivan.
That's last week, yeah.
I saw that review or that plan that you launched last week.
I suppose what I'm trying to understand is, where has Sinn Féin been over the last couple of years in terms of looking for this, or looking for that 2022 recommendation to be implemented? It's not clear to me that that's something that you were supporting until very recently.
It's really frustrating when I have been on this programme, other RTE programmes and other media outlets discussing University Hospital Limerick in the Midwest region for years. Every single time, and I would say every single interview I've ever done on this issue, I have been asked about emergency department capacity, specifically very straight questions. And I've always given a straight answer.
Yeah.
If I was Minister for Health, I would need to conduct a very short, sharp clinical review. And if it was safe to do so, I would do it in a heartbeat. I give the same answer every time. So Marie is right. That was done 2 years ago, we would be 2 years ahead. I'm not in government, I'm not the Minister for Health, but we did last week produce a plan, and in fact we had many healthcare campaigners present at that from Limerick. And just to make one point, I met Marie and our colleagues 18 months ago in Leinster House. I've listened to everybody from campaigners, but I've also listened to medics, consultants, doctors, nurses.
I
want the best for the people who live in the Midwest.
Thank you very much for joining us. That's David Cullen and Sinn Féin spokesperson on health. We'll take a break.